We go further in Simon Ayin Tov Reish. There's a minhag Yisrael to eat cheese on Hanukkah. The reason for this is because one of the nisim occurred through milk. Because originally there was a gezeira from the general that women who were to be married should really go to the general first. And Yehudis had a plan. What she did was, as Yehudis, the daughter of Yechonin Kohen Gadol, she gave this general cheese to eat, which made him thirsty. She then gave him wine to quench his thirst. With this, he became drowsy, and she was able to chop off his head. And we're told that a lot of the enemies ran away when they saw this victory by Yehudis against the general. Even if someone, generally speaking, abstains from meat and wine all year round, but on Hanukkah he shouldn't, and he should take eat and drink on Hanukkah. A person should not fast even on a yahrzeit through Hanukkah. What about the day before Hanukkah? Can a person fast on the day before Hanukkah? So the Bach and the Pri Chadosh say it's also to fast on the day before Hanukkah. However, there are those that have got a different minhag, because there are those who generally fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Now, Erev Rosh Chodesh Teves is going to be Hanukkah, and we've just said beforehand, you can't fast on Hanukkah. So instead of fasting on Erev Rosh Chodesh Teves, they fast on Erev Hanukkah. So we're told that the minhag should not be changed, but like a chila, a person should not take on such a practice. Can a spade be done on Hanukkah? The answer is no, except for a hesped of a chacham and in front of him. And tzedakah din should not be said, even on Adam Gadol. However, what about the days before and after Hanukkah? Are a spade allowed there? So there we say that there's a difference in the poskim. There are many poskim that say the day before Hanukkah and after Hanukkah, hespedim are permitted. However, some poskim are machmir not to have hespedim on Erev Hanukkah, but the day after Hanukkah, everyone allows hespedim. All the halachas of Avelus apply on Hanukkah. And an oinin, so that means someone who their close relative has passed away, and they're generally potter from mitzvahs. What do they do regarding Ner Hanukkah? So we see his potter and his wife should light for the house, and there's a machloikas if he should answer on main or not. And we say that if a person, though, doesn't have a wife, he's by himself at home, then we say he should light the candles, but without a bracha. The reason why he's doing this is for Pesumi Nisa. All the days of Hanukkah, there's no Issa Malacha. However, there's a minhag for women specifically not to do Malacha while the candles are alight, which we say is for about half an hour. And the idea behind the minhag is in order to show that it's also to use the light. And women should not be making all this. But Dafka women, and why Dafka women? Because the nes, as we mentioned beforehand, occurred through a woman. The nes of Yehudis, which we mentioned beforehand, occurred through a woman. There are places where even men are machmir, but and those that have such a minhag, great. But either way, he says that if there is a minhag not to do malacha all day on Hanukkah, then we should get rid of that, because doing nothing is not good. There is a minhag for poor people to collect money on Hanukkah, and there's a reason for this.